Hi, my name is Percy.
What?
Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're conducting a public opinion survey about Kern County. So, are you registered to vote in Kern County?
Yes.
All right.
How long is it going to take?
Well, it's a very short one. I want to say about 5 minutes.
How long is it going to take? Don't tell me short. How long is it going to take?
I just said about 5 minutes maximum.
Okay, 5 minutes. The person told me that the other day. It was 18 minutes.
Oh, all right.
Okay,
well,
go ahead. Let's go. Come on, start.
What are your chances of voting in elections for president, U.S. Congress, and county supervisor and other officers on November 5th? Would you say you're almost certain to vote? Probably. Are the chances 50-50, or do you not think you're going to vote?
Honey, I can't even understand a word you said.
Oh, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the elections for president, U.S. Congress, county supervisor, and other offices on November 5th?
Yes, I'm going to vote.
All right. So thinking about past elections in Kern County for local offices like County Board of Supervisors, do you always vote, or do you vote most of the time, only vote some of the time, or do you not vote in those races?
I vote all the time.
All right. So generally speaking, do you think that things in Kern County are going in the right direction, or do you think they've gotten off on the wrong track?
Well, they've gone in the right direction. We've got to get rid of some of the people, but other than that, we're going in the right direction.
All right. So what is your opinion about Leticia Perez? Would you say you have a very favorable opinion about her? Somewhat favorable.
Of who? Of who?
Of Leticia Perez.
Very good. I have a lot of, very, very good.
What about Kim Salas?
Sucks.
So very unfavorable?
Yeah, I'm very unfavorable.
All right. What about Kamala Harris?
Oh, love her.
Very favorable then?
Right.
All right. What about Donald Trump?
Well, you don't want me to tell you what I think of him. Very unfavorable.
All right. And what about Gavin Newsom?
Very good.
All right. Thank you. So would you see that Leticia Perez is doing an excellent, good, just fair, or poor job as county supervisor?
Oh, which one? Who?
So would you say Leticia Perez is doing a good job, an excellent job, a fair
excellent
job?
Excellent job.
All right. So overall, do you think County Supervisor Leticia Perez deserves to be reelected, or do you think that someone new should be
reelected? I think she should be reelected.
All right. And for who would you vote for president if the elections were held today?
Again, please, come again with that.
If the elections for president were held today, for who would you vote for?
That's not even a good question. I just told you I don't like Trump. So who else would there be? Harris.
Harris? All right. So if the elections for Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Leticia Perez and Kim Salas, for who would you vote for?
Perez.
Perez? All right. So how certain are you that you're going to vote for her? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Again, run that by me again, please.
For sure. So how certain are you that you would vote for Leticia Perez for county supervisor? Would you say you're very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain?
Very, very sure. Very, very sure.
All right. So could you please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for county supervisor? And the list goes crime, homelessness, housing costs, jobs in the economy, roads and traffic, county.
Yeah, I can't hear you. You're talking away from your microphone.
Oh, all right. So which one of these issues is most important to you when deciding your vote for county supervisor? Would you say it's crime, homelessness, housing costs, jobs in the economy, roads and traffic, county taxes, or climate change?
All of them. Unfortunately, I really believe all of them are very important. Probably the most important is homelessness.
Homelessness.
We've got to do something about that.
All right, so now I'm going to read you a series of statements about Kim Salas, and for each one, if you could please tell me if this is a very convincing reason to support her, a somewhat convincing reason, a little convincing reason, or not at all convincing. And the first one goes, Salas will fight for real solutions to the homelessness crisis. She wants better mental health care and addiction services, more transitional housing, and improving job training programs.
That's not a fair question, honey. They're all very important. The homelessness, the housing, all of it.
Right. But then would you say this is either a very convincing reason to want to support her, a somewhat convincing reason, a little convincing?
Oh, yes, I would support her, yes.
Very convincing, then?
Yes.
All right. Streets and roads in Kern County are in bad shape. Salus will work to make sure that potholes are filled, drains and gutters are repaired, streetlights work, and the trash and graffiti are cleaned up. Would you say this is a very convincing reason to support her, or somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all?
I would support her.
So very convincing?
Yes.
All right. Salus says her top priority is to fight crime by making sure that law enforcement agencies have the staffing and resources they need to keep our neighborhood safe.
We need help.
So would you say this statement about her, then, is very convincing or somewhat convincing?
Very convincing.
All right. Salus will work to make county government more responsive to taxpayers. He says East Bakersfield has been neglected for too long and that new leadership is needed to improve county services, like trash pickup, road repair, and parks and recreation.
That, again, is not a fair question, but I'm going to say that she's very good.
All right. And last one. Salus wants the county to do more to prevent drug addiction and stop fentanyl use. She'll work for more education and better community services to stop drug use before it starts.
Yes, I agree. We need to stop drug abuse.
All right.
I worked in a prison for years.
Oh, all right. So would you say it's a very convincing reason, then?
Yes, very convincing reason, yes.
All right. All right, thank you. So after hearing that information, for who would you vote for Leticia Perez or Kim Salus?
Oh, Leticia Perez.
Leticia Perez, all right. So now I'm going to read you a few statements that I have to read about Leticia Perez. So as county supervisor, Perez has cut funding for law enforcement and public safety. As a result, crime has risen and Kern County has the highest homicide rate in all of California. So does this statement raise some very serious doubts in you? Does it raise some serious doubts, some minor doubts, or no real doubts?
No real doubt.
All right. Perez pled guilty to a conflict of interest indictment involving her voting record as a county supervisor. She paid a $30,000 fine and was sentenced to 100 hours of community service for her offense.
That's baloney.
So it raises no serious doubts?
Right.
All right, and last one. Perez does not show up for work. In her last 2 terms, she missed more board meetings than all the supervisors combined. In the last year alone, she missed 40% of board meetings.
That's baloney.
So again, no real doubts?
Right.
All right. And in terms of politically speaking, what do you identify yourself as? Would you say you're a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
A strong Democrat or a not strong Democrat?
Strong.
All right.
Strong.
Would you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I'm moderate. I'm a Democrat through and through.
All right. So you said a moderate, right?
Right.
All right, thank you. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
The what?
What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's, all right. So would you mind sharing on what year you were born in?
Yeah, 1941.
1941, thank you. So are you...
I'm 84 years old.
All right, thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household of any Hispanic or Latino descent?
My wife passed away 5 years ago, so I'm a widower.
All right. So what is your race?
What is my what?
Your race.
Oh, I'm Mexican-American. Born in the United States. Served my country for 8 years.
All right. Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, can I have only your first name, please?
Tom.
Tom, all right. Well, and this will conclude our survey, Tom. So thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a great rest of your day.
All right. Bye.
All right. Goodbye.